Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hello, my loves. It is Lala Kent. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. Today, I'm super, super hyped. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Lala. How was your weekend?
It was good. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Why are you so hyped today?
I'm hyped because we have my husband on the podcast, Logan.
Okay.
So what's so crazy is we got so much love for the podcast with my mom and Easton.
I know.
We really did.
It was good. It was so much fun hearing that.
People even said that they noticed a change in you.
Me?
Yeah. When we did like the podcast that was more like that type of
vibe. Yeah. I think it's just because like that's interesting to me. I want to know about like your vacation, like the stuff I asked about. Like I really, all of it, the stuff we talk about, it's interesting. But I just recently, like I do today's episode with Logan, but I don't do the interviews with you. So when I have like you and your mom and Easton and I get to ask questions, I'm like loving it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I want to know from our listeners, like what type of podcast, because this podcast has no format.
Right. Right.
We, and I've always said that when they're like, what is the vibe of it? I'm like, I don't even fucking know. You put a mic in front of me and we just like do our thing on a whim.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily know that like, I'm not Wendy Williams. Mm-hmm. I'm not where I'm like interviewing other people. Does that make sense? Like,
no.
I don't know that I'm great at that. And I think we have a lot of incredible guests on the podcast, but I want to know from like our listeners, what kind of podcast do you enjoy from me?
Right. Right. That's a good question.
Right. Like, do you enjoy it more when it's like people who are close to me and we just kiki at a mic? Or do you enjoy like me having people on and doing more of like a quote unquote interview?
Yeah. Or it can be a mix. I think this is great.
The mix?
Guys, yeah, it can be a mix. I think you guys could either call in or maybe DM the podcast Instagram at Give Them Lala Podcast, because I think it'd be cool. Like, I enjoyed the episode with you and your family. And my thought was like, maybe you do an interview with a guest every other week or every 3 weeks or something. And then in between you sprinkle it with like this episode, you and Logan talking about certain things, or you and Katie, or you and your friend from childhood, like more Lala.
Okay.
Like more finding, like hearing more of you and finding out about your life, like sprinkled in there. I don't know. I think it could be interesting.
I think so too. I'm still in this zone of like when people come up to me and show me any kind of love, I'm still shocked by it. I'm like, why do people give a fuck about me? You know?
I know. You were like that on the tour. Every show, you were literally like shook and crying and like so thankful. I loved seeing it. It was actually
thank
cute.
You, Jess. So call in and let me know your thoughts. What type of podcast do you enjoy from me? You can call me at 424-255-9131 or slide in my DM. Give Them Lala Podcast, because that's where I will see it.
Yes.
It's about podcasting. Today will be a special podcast because I have my husband. I want to put it out there. We already did this podcast with Logan. I want to put it out there that I am still obsessed with my friend Leo, who's also a husband.
Right.
This podcast episode is all love, no shade. I mean, Logan gets in his little bitchy moods.
But that's Logan.
That's Logan.
And Leo knows that's Logan.
Yeah. But
and, yeah.
We love you so much, Leo. So I just get so nervous.
Oh, you do?
Kind of. Like when I talk about people on the show, it's like we all know the drill. Like we all signed up
right.
for this.
Right. But Leo, if you're listening, we love you. But to put it out there, before we did this podcast episode, Logan and Lala, I had said like, oh, you know, I know there's stuff going on with Leo. Should we talk about it? And it was important to Lala and Logan both. They said, you know, we're not going to, we would never like basically really go in and talk about it when Leo's not here and not let him like respond. So, you know, we'll just surface level mention it, say little things here and there. And then it was important to them to not like, you know, really go into it without you here.
Well, I think we can go into it because we're all still very confused.
Yeah.
And I ran into two girls who are also really good friends with Logan and Leo. And I've never met these girls before, but I was out the other night and they pulled me aside. Mm-hmm. And they were like, how do we get these two back together?
Wait, so they knew?
They know too. They've been, and Logan and Leo, they have like groups of friends. Like right. These girls, I could tell like they're ride or die for Logan and Leo as well, but they like go out with mm-hmm. Logan and Leo where I was more of Logan and Leo's like daytime, early dinner with my kid.
Yeah.
That was like our friendship, yes. You know, because I just don't enjoy going out that much. And the thought of someone being like, oh, yeah, we'll come over around 10 and we'll go out. I'm like, oh, honey, the eyes have been closed. And I'm like, I'm balls deep in like episode 17 of yes. Real Housewives.
Housewives, yeah. That time.
Like my melatonin has been popped.
Yes.
Not happening.
So, okay. So it's a little more like, quote unquote, public than we thought. And if you're listening to this and you're like, what are they talking about? You'll hear about it on today's episode.
Well, I like having Logan on because so many people reach out and they're like, you have to have the Guzmans yes. back on. They're like a fantastic duo. And I know that we're all going to find our way back to each other. People yeah. go through like the world and relationships are like the ocean.
That
That's
is
just what it is, baby.
Beautiful. And actually, you guys are a fantastic trio. And when they would come over to the house and I would watch you guys like I was watching a TV show, because you've got your energy. And then Logan and Leo like sometimes snap at each other.
Yeah.
But like quietly. And like it's just so funny.
Yeah. And they're like little ping ponging off of each other. Like when I was really upset and they're like, what day is today? Yeah. And then Logan would be like, hey, hey, today is moving day. Hey, hey. And it was like yes. the best.
And it's like,
I have to get them back together.
Yeah.
It's happening. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I've got my ride or die Jess and my husband Logan. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft.
So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
Today's so special because I have one of my husbands, because I just only have one now.
We're getting right into it, you guys. First and foremost, it's Logan.
The one that matters.
Oh, the shave. So first, I've always just wanted to ask Lala and Logan just questions, because I don't even know how they met. I don't even know if they've ever gotten in a fight. I don't know, like, if I say think of your most memorable moment, don't say it right now, but like, what comes to mind? Is it the same one? Just different things. Because you guys, all the listeners know Logan. Know him, love him. But first and foremost, let's hear the tea. What you can spill about why is it not Leo and Logan sitting here right now? And is it just Logan? Do we know? What can we say?
Leo got a job. And then it was like he joined a cult or
something. And he fell off the face of the earth. I didn't even realize there was a problem until Lala told me.
Well, I was wanting to make it right because I texted. It was all very strange. It was like they were glued at the hip, Logan and Leo. These were my husbands. Like if I was in a dark place, it was the husbands. Call the gays. I need them in front of me now. And their banter was so funny back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leo gets a job and we're all like, yeah, Leo got a job. We're going to get wasted on Perrier on that rooftop. And then all of a sudden he like falls for this guy who ends up getting fired. And because he got fired, all of a sudden Leo quits the job. And then I was like, perfect. We can all like hang out. Like, sorry that you quit your job, but like, it's all good. You'll get another one. And he just expressed having no desire to be friends with.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, whatever, girl. Like, I was telling Lala the other day, I was like, I would never have, I would never even crossed my mind. Like, it would never be like, oh, like, me and Leo aren't going to be friends. Like, I would have been friends for whatever, like, for forever. Like, I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's done this, I'm like, fuck you. Like, I don't, bitch, like, I don't even need you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, I am the best friend ever, as Lala knows.
Yeah,
yes,
but
that's true.
I can also be a cunt of an enemy.
Okay, so wait, did you, Lala, meet Legan and
Legan and Logan?
Legan.
That's his new name, Legan. Yeah.
Logan and Leo together, or did you meet one first?
No, I met Logan through James.
Me and Lala have known each other for a minute, honey.
Yeah. Okay. I've known him since I like entered the Vanderpump atmosphere season 4. So I've known him like 8 years. Okay. And I met him through James because they were best friends.
Okay.
Logan and I really connected.
Listen, I've had these falling outs with best friends quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
I might be the problem, you know?
No, but I feel like I have a good, like a bird's eye view on things right now in my life and just stuff that's happening. And I'm pretty fucking logical. Like you, if you make it make sense, I'm sold.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Logan, by the way, hasn't changed.
I still don't have a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I still have no issue with the boy.
I'm feeling an upcoming episode where
they duke it out.
We bring them both on. It'll be a surprise. I won't tell you or him.
Surprise for him.
And then,
hi, bitch.
Oh no, you can't.
What's
start
going
like that.
On?
No, you have to be nice. I told Leo.
No, but he has been running his mouth telling people that we're fighting. And I'm like, oh my God, bitch, I'm not even fighting. Like, you have an issue.
I don't feel like it's fighting.
I know, but he's telling boys that. And I'm like, oh, first of all, don't talk to my friends.
Logan is very territorial.
Second of all, like, you are the one who has an issue.
Right. It came out of nowhere. It came out of literally nowhere.
It's not nowhere. It's because he was that boy. Like, I already know, like, I know how Leo works. Like, it's because he was, like, all about that boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you know, like, and I totally get it, like, getting wrapped up in, like, I have crushes on boys all the time, you know? So, like, I get that and, like, being just wrapped up in that. But, like, I think, like we're both stubborn, you know? And so I think like, when he was like taking time, like, you know, taking time off, whatever, mm-hmm. from me for that weekend. And then I'm like, no one takes time off from me. So now you fucked yourself.
So. And like to give Logan and Lala credit, they did say before we started this, I was like, oh, yeah, let's talk about the tea. And they're like, we're only going to say so much because it's not as fair if Leo's not here to defend himself. But I do want to know.
Well, there's nothing really even to defend.
Yeah, it's or not, whatever. Or to just put in his two cents.
Him. Right. No, but I was, no one has an issue.
I was devastated by it because I had just had my boobs done and my ears pinned back.
Right. Here.
And we went to Sushi at the Grove. And keep in mind, like, I was a little, like, loopy just from, like, anesthesia.
She had her head roughed.
My head, you know.
She was freshly out of the hospital.
Yeah, I was. And so I didn't really realize that there was tension between Logan and Leo. I wasn't noticing body language. I was just here to, like, eat me some fucking tuna and call it a day. As we're walking out, I'm used to them driving home together, like Logan dropping Leo off. He decides to abort mission. Leo does. Okay. Logan goes his separate way.
Okay. Well, I made it very, I was like, because your mom, I think, was like, oh, what are you going to do? And so I wanted to really dig that dagger in, you know? So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to go meet up with my hot Australian boy. We have a big day planned, and I guess you could take an Uber home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. And Lala didn't, because it was fresh, she was fresh out of surgery.
She had no idea what was going on.
She had no idea, but investigative reporter Lisa.
My mother.
So she knew something was up.
She walk out, and she says to Leo, that was so awkward. What is going on? And I was like, awkward? What are you talking about?
Okay, so then how did you, Lala, meet Leo? Was it through Logan or was it did...
Through Logan.
Oh, okay. You and then you were like, these are just my guys.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Leo used to be the manager of Pump.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Fam. We keep it in
exciting.
The fam.
Exciting.
But no, they just started becoming glued at the hip and I just thought they were hysterical together. And I obviously love Logan and we've been friends for a really long time. And that was his new BFF who we just like, it was the three of us. And if it wasn't the three of us, it was the two of them.
Right.
But
right.
I told Leo after my mom called it out for being awkward, I was like, this is devastating to me and the two of you need to pull it together because I've gone through a lot of fucking changes and I cannot deal with this.
Yeah.
I feel like my parents are getting divorced.
Yeah.
So you're gonna need to fucking fix it. Like I cannot handle another change in my life.
Right.
And he said he needed just a big break.
And so I went to the courthouse and I got full custody.
Oh no. Okay, good to know.
That is so funny.
That is funny. Okay. So then enough about that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna speak for all of us. We love you, Leo, and we hope this time really you can take this time
we
to
hope
heal.
This journey down the yellow brick road comes him to a back, good end.
Because it's about the banter between the two of them.
Like, yes,
they are both phenomenal individually. Like they just are, right?
One's a little more phenomenal than the other.
Logan is the day oneer vault.
Okay.
Right?
Like, okay.
So there's that.
Yeah.
I adore Leo so much. The two of them together is like a gift from fucking God.
Right.
Okay.
Everybody knows that they're your husbands. And we hate this journey for you, Leo, but we
hate
hope
this journey for you,
it's fulfilling. We'll see. We'll see when we get them both on the podcast. But
well,
now,
I see what? Him hanging out with like a new girl who's like not as hot as me.
Oh.
That was so shady. I'm totally kidding. She's stunning. I'm just jealous. I'm just a bitter little bitch today.
Bitter bitch.
Little bitch podcast. No, but I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yes. Yeah.
I really don't like it. I don't.
He's finding himself.
He's finding himself, but I'm sure he'll find himself coming right back here to you too.
And
so
just
we'll
like
see.
Logan said, and when he does, who will be here? Who will be here for him?
Both of you. Okay, so then I want to know about both of your friendships. I'm going to start it off on a strong note. I want to know, have you guys ever gotten in like a literal screaming match with each other?
No.
No?
Never.
About what?
Yeah, Jess? What would we fight about?
I don't know.
There's nothing to fight about
here.
Well,
how many years have you been friends?
A long time.
Like 8 years.
Yeah. 8 years. Yeah. No fights. Have you guys ever... Okay, I'm going to say this then. The most... Think of when I say the most memorable moment. Don't say it out loud. Between you two. I want you to think it's like the first thing that comes to mind.
That is such a difficult question.
I know.
I have one, but it's not like memorable and like, oh, what a great thing. It's just like,
but that's
tell
what I mean.
Me. Tell me.
This one time we were all going to Universal Studios.
Oh, you already know what I'm talking about.
And right when we're getting out of the car, like Lala and James take a fucking hit. I'm assuming it was a weed pen or was it a vape?
Like yeah. a weed
but a
pen.
Weed one.
And it was me, Logan, mm-hmm. James, and Faith.
So this was years ago.
Years ago. Okay. I mean, I've been sober for over 3.5 years.
Right.
So and I was not even close to getting sober at this
right,
time.
Right. Right. Okay.
But like, you know, James smokes all the time. Mm-hmm. So Lala was smoking weed.
Oh, I was smoking weed. I was worried that I wouldn't get, you know, like if you're worried about not being able to find a bar, so you pack like 20 roadies.
Yeah, because
I am an alcoholic. We were like, no one does that.
It was Halloween Horror Nights or something. So they don't like allow, they like don't serve alcohol at Universal during Halloween Horror Nights because they don't want you to like be too drunk with the cast members, I guess. So like they were like, oh, let's smoke weed before we go in.
But like a ton because this may be the only chance we get to hit this.
And they do now serve alcohol, by the way.
Yes,
I was just there this past one. But anyway,
because they used to not, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so like we used to have to like go out to the Saddle Ranch. Well, you know how there's like Saddle Ranch right outside so we would go out there and then go back in.
Okay.
So she takes a big hit of this weed pen in the parking lot. And me and James think she's joking because she just took the hit. So we think she's like being like funny or whatever. And she's like, oh, and collapses to the like full on faints to the ground.
No, my clip and extension saved me.
Yeah.
Because we were in like, a cement parking garage and I literally like downed. And I kept telling James, I'm feeling lightheaded, like I'm going to pass out. And I did.
And she passed out. It was so scary.
Before you even walked in.
Before we walked in.
We just parked the car. Yeah. We just got out of the car.
Did everyone freak? And you thought she was... But once she fell, you were like, this is real.
Like, holy fuck. and then, like, she came to, you know? But then everyone was so shitty. Everyone's like... So should we still go?
I'm like,
I just fainted. We're going home.
And they're like... Who was driving?
I was driving.
Logan is driving so slowly through the parking garage in hopes that like I'll like be like, no, we'll just stay. We parked the car. And I did. And we went.
We stayed.
You did stay.
Oh, yeah.
We did stay.
We went and had a full on day.
So you were on your way out and you were like, no, we'll just stay.
I was like, I'm feeling better. Where's the weekend?
And then me and Jay were so, like, you know, like we're like fake being like, oh, are you sure?
Are you sure?
We could totally leave. You know, we don't want to force you.
I was like, well, you're taking me the fuck home.
So you went on the rides and you were fine. You didn't faint again.
No, but it was wild. I was like, oh my God.
I would have been
literally
terrifying.
My clip and extensions saved me from getting a concussion. Did I fall hard though?
Or did because she like slipped up. Like, so I thought it was a joke.
Like, on to James and telling him that I was feeling lightheaded.
And so we thought it was a joke, you know?
Yeah. Like, and you guys don't see Logan, but he's doing like the inflatable two man, like the car, like
car
two
wash,
man.
Yeah,
like
man.
Very like slinky,
in slow motion kind
of.
You know?
Okay, and you went down.
Yeah, and then I woke up and I was like looking at the ceiling, and then all of these people were staring at me.
Was it just you guys, or did other?
No, there
people?
Were no? other cars parked and getting out.
Yeah. They came over.
No.
Okay.
No, I've learned in this city.
Yeah.
No one's fucking helping you.
No. No one gives a shit.
No one. You could be. Out there getting mugged and people would just sit there.
Not my problem.
No.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Every man for himself in these streets. Then my Utah ass is like, you need to not do that anymore. That is rude.
I feel like you and your mom, especially your mom, are going to be the first ones if you see something wrong happening. I'm pretty sure I've seen it. You're gonna step in and say,
you know
something.
What though?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, but at the same time, my mom doesn't realize that like we live in a different world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she sees, like, for example, on the 4th of July, we were down in down in the bay, and there was the beach, and there's, you know, this group of kids who set up to enjoy life and the fireworks, and they had two little kids, and they were getting wasted. This girl and this guy were like having sex
in
front of everybody.
Oh god!
And they just started getting belligerent as the night went on, and screaming the F word. And there's like little kids. And at one point, this girl, one of the girls that was there, said something to a little girl who had a beach house.
Yeah.
And the little girl went back and told her dad. And then there was just a mob of people that came out to these people on the beach and screaming at each other, fuck you, I'll beat your ass. And I'm like, okay, I don't like this. This is like, please get inside. You know, I was worried about Ocean.
Yeah.
Obviously. I don't even want her to like, I know she won't remember, but just like the energy was gross. So, you know, everything's fine. It keeps getting later. They keep getting more fucked up. And then my mom is like choosing, because they have a dog, a puppy that they hadn't given water to all day. Like I watched them on the beach all day.
They
were fucked up, having sex, grinding. There's two little kids who are running down to the water. It was horrific.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think of that as my 4th of July.
Right.
I think about the 3rd of July, the 4th, where it was very calm. But my mom starts popping off on them. And I had to grab her and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm.
Like, you don't know if they have a knife or a gun or they just want to roll up on you and deck you. Like, you don't. These people have been drinking since they got here at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, don't communicate with them. I'm glad she didn't, because as the night progressed, there was another fight that broke out, and the one girl was going to the palm tree, you guys, and punching it over and over again.
Oh, my God.
And then
she'd
check it with her phone. I'm like, girl, that's your hand's fucked up.
She
like,
checked her hand or the palm tree? She'd
check her hand to see if it was. And I'm like, the hand's fucked up. All right, do you see this palm tree? Bodies of water that take out cities
still don't
fuck
up
a palm tree.
Yeah.
All right?
Like, oh, my God.
Your hand's fucked up. After they left everything on the beach. Everything.
Oh,
like so much trash and litter. And Brock tells them, you need to clean up the beach. And the guy starts like going insane. And I was like,
yelling at Brock.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Like ready. But by the way, this guy is like the size of my pinky. Like, I was like, Brock, you cannot fucking hit this guy.
I was already going to say,
you will kill him.
Who yells at Brock?
No, it was very, I was like, okay, now this is like serious. And apparently, Sheena's mom saw them in the back alley and they were like, we could have beat their ass. And I was like, well, they were here. So why didn't they? If you could have, why didn't you?
Right.
But I was like, we'll clean the beach. Like,
yeah.
They know where we live and we have two babies sleeping here. Like, I just don't get involved.
It's not worth it to say. That's what Kyle will tell me about my road rage when I like beep at someone, because I did hear, I saw a TikTok of a nurse and she said, some of the, like, it's like top five things I learned from working in the ER. And like number one is it's not worth it beeping at someone or flipping someone off, because so many ER visits are literal physical fights had on the road.
Yeah.
Like you beep at someone and next thing you know, you're at a stoplight and you're getting pulled out of your car.
No, I know. So it's, I disengage.
It's not worth it.
Stakes are too high. I got to tell my mom, you're not in Salt Lake City anymore.
I love a good Lisa.
Lick your heels three times to get back to that motherfucker, because you are not there anymore.
Yeah, she does stand up for what's right, but I get it. There's some time.
I know you're concerned about the dog not having water.
Yeah.
I get you. But like, disengage.
Right. Okay, I have a question for you. Same question about the most memorable moment, and then I have another question for both of you.
So I love it.
No, but that's such a good
Jesus,
point.
I know you had such a rowdy 4th of July.
I know. Well, my 4th of July, I didn't know where to look. Do I watch the fireworks, or do I watch these people? Thank God Ocean went down early, but I was looking. I'm like, or do I watch this person punching a palm tree, or her friends having sex, or the little kids running down to the water in the pitch black and no one is noticing?
That's awful.
Welcome to San Diego.
No, I was like, where am I? And all of the people were like, this never happens down here. I'm like,
I'm so sure.
Like, happy Independence Day.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I was like, I wish that it wasn't the 4th of July. It would have happened on just like a regular old Tuesday, but whatever.
What a mess.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
What's the first memory? Like, first thing that comes to mind when I'm like, tell me something about you and Logan.
Me and Logan.
You said it was difficult.
No, can I tell you? Yeah. We got close after he and James stopped being friends and I stopped being friends.
But we were all thought we were close as a threesome.
As a threesome, first. We were okay. Totally close.
Yeah. Okay.
But we did have a falling out at the same time with James, so it kind of worked.
Yeah. It was when James decided to give Logan like a black eye that it was like, I don't think I could be his friend anymore.
But Lala had stopped being friends with him first.
Okay. I'm going to ask you both a question.
Okay.
Lala, if you could create the ideal partner, you guys, I'm not saying anyone needs a partner, but if you could create the ideal partner for Logan,
okay,
who is it going to be? Who's? I'm talking looks. I'm talking personality. Give us the rundown. And then Logan, let's see if this is accurate.
Okay. Oh, this is such a hard question.
Okay.
Because he's like very like there's just like powerfulness in right. who he is. So I don't picture him with like a more masculine dude, but I do picture him. I don't picture him with like a pretty boy either.
Okay.
I picture him with like a very good looking, but they have to be tender because he's kind of actually, you know what? I changed my mind. You're very fucking bitchy.
But
you're very bitchy.
But I'm also very sweet.
Okay.
Right.
With my boys, I take care of my boys.
I know. Okay. But I picture him with someone a little bit older.
Okay.
And very good looking. Shorter than him.
Okay. Good to know.
Well, that's easy. I'm
how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
6'3".
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a giant.
Okay.
And I picture them having a little boy.
A baby?
Where, yes. I flanged her whole fucking life.
I don't know what life she thinks I'm having.
No, and he lives in the Hollywood Hills.
Okay, I'll take that.
Very modern house. And I envision me coming over and being like, Logan, this is not kid friendly. And his partner being like, I know. I've tried to tell him. Like, I'm freaking out about the steps. And I'm being like, You have to install baby gates. And he's like, it's fine. The nanny's got the baby 24/7. And when she doesn't, I do. We don't. Like, aesthetically, it's not pleasing.
Yeah.
That's how I picture it.
Okay. Does this person have a job? And if so, what?
I picture Logan being like the more creative, and I picture his man being more of like a business, maybe like a lawyer
or an
like
architect. An accountant.
Maybe an architect. Mm. Accountant, maybe a little boring.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So how do you feel about this? Because of the baby you were shocked about.
Now, listen, I will take the life. I could do it. But me, I'm going to have, you know, I personally love me a little pretty boy, a little model boy. Like, oh. That is Logan.
Oh, okay. Please. That's not what you want for life. You enjoy having many of them
Many of them around. Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Use a playa.
Okay. So would you be in a polyamorous relationship? Is that what it's called? Polyamorous?
Yes.
Would you have multiple
boyfriends? Listen, I would get like, everyone's always like, oh, but don't you want to settle down? I'm like, yeah. Listen, it's not like I'm against it. Or, right. Like being in a serious relationship. I'm not against it, but like, I'm going after the boys I like, and yes. Then if it happens, it happens.
Got it. Okay, makes sense.
But yes. Also, like, I could see myself, settling is, like, a
big word.
Well, it's a bad
I
word.
I don't see you meeting anyone like, until you're, like, in your 40s.
Settle yeah. for, like, you know, not have a model boy and do, like, a rich guy, you know, like a
yeah, college. I could settle for looks for money. I'll do the exchange. I could
settle for the house in the hills. And you know what? As long as, you know, Logan goes and has his fun time every once in a while.
Yeah.
Then I could make that
way,
work.
By the way, you do have hickeys on your neck today.
Oh, my God. Yes, Logan has a hickey on his neck, and it's
a hickey. There's a hickey.
No, there's one here, too.
I know. There's one here also, yeah.
Can you tell us about Taylor?
I'm not going to name names because I can't put the boys on blast.
Okay.
So I met him on Instagram 2 days ago. Okay. And then I invited him, like we were just talking or whatever. And I invited him to my boy Lucas was having like.
Are you eating sushi with him?
Yeah, that boy. He's 6'4".
Yeah.
He's taller than you.
Yes. He's so hot.
At
six,
first, four. You said the one on your Instagram. I was like, Lucas.
No, not Lucas. No, he's 6'4". Okay. He's Tommy Hilfiger model. Like, hot. So hot. IMG. Yeah. Hot.
Yeah. You can tell. He looks like
22.
If anyone's wondering, a like, the vibe,
he's
a neck sucker.
So he's straight. Yeah. And we have been Logan making out ever since yesterday, all day.
Stop.
That is
like,
so
when we're at the
fun.
When we're at the gym today, this morning, like, there's this girl working out, but like, when she like was like not looking, like we'd start yeah, making yeah. out.
You went to the gym this morning.
Yeah, of course. Hello.
Can I tell you, I love
I gotta like look with good, babe.
No, but with him, that's like
oh, you met on the night.
Yeah, of course.
You met him 2 days ago, and you guys are like already going to the gym together. That I love.
That because, we spent the night. We've been making out. He's been sucking on my neck.
Yeah, he's been sucking on your neck. I see it all. I love making out.
At this point, I would say just make out with someone you've
not
already
that,
made
not
out.
Not that
with.
Lala doesn't have offers. Yeah, any boy in town would love to be making out with Lala.
Yeah, but would I like to make
that's
out with any
the,
of that?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
it's cause
true.
It's because you don't want any girl.
Would you just make out with someone you've already made out with just to get back, like get back in it?
Yeah, I'm ready for that big old dick too.
Would you, would you, if James was single, make out with him?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, I okay. only made out with him because I was
I'm sure he
wasted.
Would.
Well, he would.
Whether course. He's single or not, he'd love to.
I yeah. know. Okay. Logan, mm-hmm. describe ideal partner for Lala right now.
Okay. Well, my ideal partner for what I think Lala really needs.
Needs. Okay.
Is... Well, first of all, I think she needs to have fun.
Okay.
You know, like have some hot guys and just have fun. But like, as far as like being in an actual relationship with, I think Lala needs like a New York business guy, mm-hmm. you know, like a Wall Street guy or something.
Oh,
someone
okay.
that's like not in film whatsoever, not in LA, like
okay.
not
don't.
A sports guy. I think you need like a real man, like, I was going to say like Tinsley's guy, but like that's
yeah, but
like a bad example because that didn't end well.
Drugs pretty heavy in Wall Street?
Yeah, but not everyone.
It doesn't.
No,
I
know. Not
Wall
everyone.
Wall Street is like a, like, so people can
business
like wrap their
man.
Minds around
okay,
it. Like,
more
a
business.
Man,
totally.
Like a real, okay. Even if it's like a real estate agent, like a big real estate agent or something, but like someone who has a real career, not
right.
film, not LA, oh. like nothing to do with LA.
Someone who has a real career, not film.
Well, I mean, come on. Well, it's Broad City over here, as we know.
Yeah, like, I know.
Okay, so older than Lala or younger, same age?
I would say older, but not like, just because I'm thinking like a man, like she needs a man. Like Lala like is always like, oh, this boy, like she looks at my boy, she's like, oh, they're so hot. Like this boy's hot. This boy. I'm like, honey, like, yeah, that's fun for you,
yeah.
but I can never see her with like a model boy. Like I could see her with a man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
She's like a big personality. You
right,
know what I mean?
Looks wise. High hands, like what?
Well,
tell
hot,
us.
Well, I would say there's a hot business guy.
You better be walking in here like motherfucking
there
Brad
are some
Pitt,
hot
all right?
business men.
Okay. Well, they, yeah. Okay, so like strong. Maybe you could see the muscles. Jawline, maybe. throwing that out there. And then for the, if it is a serious partner in the future, are you thinking someone who like isn't afraid to take charge? Like, this is what we're doing tonight.
Can't
like,
be a bitch boy. No.
Can't be. Okay.
Cannot be a little bitch.
Because you kind of, I think you're such like a boss in your career and in your personal life that I would feel like that would, in your relationship, would be the one area where you could be like, I don't want
to take charge.
Yeah. No,
I want someone to like tell me this is what time we're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I just want.
Mm-hmm. Has to get this along with me.
Oh, no. By the way.
Yeah.
If you tell me that my husband and my mother cannot move into our compound that I'm going to build for us.
Yes.
Then goodbye.
Goodbye.
By the way, if your mama's cool. And you have a cool friend? They can come too.
Exactly. Okay.
Fill the house. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I'm just ready to like look at hot men all the time.
Right.
Which I get to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
If you go sit by your
pool. I bring around hot boys for you.
You. Can I tell you something so funny?
What?
He brought over the finest guy the other day. And he's like laying by the pool. We're both sitting there. Also watching
like
this.
Six. How tall is he? He's like 6'4". He's 6'4",
gorgeous.
6'5".
Gorgeous.
Okay. I don't know if you met him.
I said to him, may I buy your sperm? And he was like, what do you mean? Or whatever.
He's Australian.
He's Australian. Okay. I was like, I really in the future would like to have a baby, a sibling for my daughter. I don't want a baby daddy.
Yeah.
So you give me the sperm, I pay you, and then I need you to disappear.
Okay.
And he was like, I'll give it to you for free. Oh. I was like, really? Even better.
There you go.
No, my kids would be stunning.
Oh, stunning.
Stunning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone Logan has ever brought around that I've seen is gorgeous. So gorgeous. I can't even imagine.
You know what? I like to keep a pretty circle.
Okay? We got to look at
it. Real quick,
you're going to lose your mind.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Aesthetically pleasing. I do want to see.
Was it Chris?
Yeah.
So he's not from here. He's from Australia?
Yeah, he's a model.
He's like a model
But he doesn't live here in the U.S.?
He has dual citizenship. I mean, he's back and forth. He's like, you know, like Europeans, they spend the entire summer like traveling Europe.
Right,
you know, so he's like going place to place in Europe right now.
We need to start doing that.
I think he's better looking in person.
In person is way better.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hot on Instagram, but he's way better in person.
No. When you
wild,
see him in person,
you guys.
You're dead over it.
Wow, he's a good looking.
I mean,
and his whole family looks like that.
My best friend, Madison, you obviously
gorgeous.
Know her.
Yeah.
I was telling her, I'm like, I was thinking one dude was very good looking. And she was like, no. Chris is where it's at.
Madison was there at my birthday and met him in person.
And met him.
Yeah. And those boys, and they love Madison also.
He's gorgeous. Madison's gorgeous as
Madison's
well.
Madison's gorgeous also, yeah.
What a good looking man.
And he has a swag about him. Like, not cocky, but like, just like, he gives off sexual energy, right?
Sexual energy and the vibe of I'm in my own world. Like, I'm just here to have fun. I don't give a fuck what anyone else is doing. I don't even see anybody except for me and my tunnel vision of what I'm going to go and do.
Well, that's a confidence. That is so hot. I love that. That's like a different type of confidence. That
boy
like,
could sell his sperm for a hot penny, dude. Like a lot of fucking pennies.
He's not going to sell it because he's giving it to you for free.
Yes.
There we go.
Let's please get the podcast with Logan and Leo.
We're going to...
It's called the Let's Duke It Out with Lala Kent. By the way, that sounds amazing.
What?
Two people coming in, you got beef, and I'm here to play mediator.
1,000%. And you're the judge. It's like Judge Judy, but different.
Except way different.
Except completely different.
I don't have a private jet, a TV show, and I'm not worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So there's that.
There's that.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. I love you so much. If you want to hit a bitch up, call me at 424-255-9131. I love you, motherfuckers. I'm out.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.